With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We want to say good afternoon to our guest. Her name's Kelly Kroll. She is with Fox Sports South, does an amazing job covering the Braves, and you've had a chance maybe now to see her on TV. And Kelly, welcome into the show. It's good to have you. How are you doing?
Thanks, guys. Great to be on, as always, and I'm doing a lot better now that the sunshine's come out and we got that shower out of the way.
Yeah, that was cats and dogs. We had Kelly on while you were on vacay, Carl, and she does a fantastic job. And again, how are you getting? You're getting acclimated now as you're covering this Braves team, which is on fire at home right now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been great to see them, you know, get back home and really go to work here and reel off five in a row, look to make it six tonight and completely sweep the Mets. And then they don't see them again until the end of the season, you know, 30 days from now kind of thing. So, yeah, getting acclimated as much as you can through Zoom calls these days, right?
It is. It really is. Kelly, how does it feel to be at the ballpark alone? And literally, like, no one's there. You're used to fans, and, you know, you're doing your live shots, and, you're doing the social distancing, talking with players and all that, but it's just, it's completely different, isn't it?
It is. It's bizarre. The energy is so different, and, I mean, you hear the players talk about it. They try to say the right things. They know that fans are at home still cheering them on, or they're on the balconies there at the Omni or in the Battery, and they can hear them a little bit, and they love it, but it is hard. It's just different. To have them in the stands, that's why we all enjoy the game so much more that way. And it's been different. I think probably the strangest for me has been when the team goes on the road and we're still doing the broadcast at home with possibly a tarp on the field or the lights not actually on anymore at the field. And we're still making TV out there, you know. We're still trying to do our best to get reports that we know, you know, having spoken to the guys before the game or whatever, we still know what's going on and all that. But the background and what you see behind us is just a little bizarre because we're not actually with the team, and all of that is different. In 2020 it is, but it's keeping guys, at least the Braves anyway, safe and healthy at the moment. But you're right, it's scary to see what's going on still with the Cardinals. And I think, you know, every day we wake up and we just feel blessed if we get to 6 o'clock and we're still playing, right?
Right. Kelly Kroll's with us, guys, from Fox Sports South as she's covering the Bravos down at Truist Park. I don't know how much you interacted with Mets or Mets reps, but was the Cespedes thing as weird to them as it seemed from the outside?
Yeah, especially when you hear what's coming out, even now in like the last couple minutes and stuff, about how some of the players thought, I guess, that Cespedes' agents had already told Mets front office that he was opting out of the season before the game started, and then others are saying, the Mets language is that no, they had no idea what was happening until midway through the game when they were alerted that he would be opting out. So the whole thing is just bizarre, and I hate to say it, but it's such a Mets thing, is it not?
Yeah, it's very Metsy.
It's about the perfect ending to the entire, what was it, like 4-year tenure with the Mets that Cespedes had. I mean, it's pretty spot on, I think, the way that he's going out right now.
It is Kelly Kroll, guys, talking about the Braves with us. Fox Sports South Braves finish the series with the Mets tonight. Kelly, let me ask you about the thing we've been talking about. Bullpen's been great. But outside of Soroka and Fried, you know, right now I'm kind of crossing my fingers and going, all right, bro, give me another inning. Give me another third of an inning. Because that's what we saw over the weekend. Tuki Toussaint and Kyle Wright, combined numbers look pretty good. I mean, they didn't give up any runs, and we ended up winning those games. But how much of a concern is Brian Snicker when you talk to him with this starting rotation and his pitching staff?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think you're echoing what every fan at home is feeling, and all of us right now, is that the front end of the rotation is just dynamite, and you feel really good about it. And then you get to the back end of the rotation, and you're not really sure what to think, and you're not really sure how to even evaluate it at this point. Am I right? Like, you guys feel that way a little bit, in the sense we knew some of these guys coming out wouldn't be totally stretched out. So you get 3-4 innings, and you're like, okay, unless that third inning they just the wheels fall off, which is what's happened with, like, Sean Newcomb a couple times. And by the way, you are going to see Freed, Newcomb, and Toussaint again for the Blue Jays series. Snitker just announced that, so I'll go ahead and pass that along. And so you will. We'll see Newcomb again. We'll see Toussaint again. I feel like for Kyle Wright, you know, I felt pretty good about him. I mean, this is a guy who I think you look at and evaluate so differently from a Sean Newcomb. 6 career starts for Kyle Wright. That's not a very big sample size. And every time he comes out of a game, we're hearing the right things from him. So you want to give him a little bit of time to figure it out. And the stuff is there. It can play. It's just, you know, growing in that situation. Sean Newcomb, to me, different story. That's the guy that's probably got somewhere in the 50s of career starts at this point. And he's older in the sense that, what, he's 27? I mean, this is a guy that we need to know if he's figured it out or not, because he was really good out of the bullpen. And if that's where they need to get him back to, so be it. But they just don't have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.